Hi everybody. So I need to pay everybody to get in. Are you on
No, do you have one email?
Do I have?
Is there a way in there? Do you have to keep on people?
Yeah.
It's really not consistent. My computer don't have to be less than today.
No, Ellie, I'm going to make you a co-host so that you can let people in.
Sure.
I don't want to have to be busy with that the whole time.
Sure.
Okay, anyway, welcome to everybody. And let's give it another second, then we'll start. Yeah, so we'll start with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says at the beginning of Shavuos that the Sarim Shtaleach, I'm going to go more Shavuos. Some of the stuff I'll show you inside, but this I don't have to show you inside. It's pretty straightforward. The Mishnah says at the beginning of Shavuos that on all of Erev Shabbat Torah, based on the base, call of Erev Shabbat Torah, ben Esei, ben Loisesei, ben Chiyuv Kores, Shai Erev Shabbat Torah, Hakalos v'Chamuros. Doesn't matter whether it's an Aver Kalo or an Aver Chamura, Hasdonos v'Hashgagos. Hayda, the loy hayda, whether it was he knows that he did that, he found out he did the aver or not. Esse v'leis to say krisusumis is based in across the board all of these averes. Soyer mishtaleich mechaper, the soyer mishtaleich and yom kippur is mechaper and kol averes shabbatayah. So that's one important thing, linchpin of what we're going to be talking about tonight is the halacha that the soyer mishtaleich is mechaper and kol averes shabbatayah. That's the mishnah beginning of Shavuos and limatzino anybody who's chelak on that mishnah. We also find that Yom Kippur itself, even besides the Sarim Shtaleach, the Yitzumah Shel Yom of Yom Kippur, is also Mechaper. We find this in two places. First of all, we find it in the Gemara in Shavuos Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara in Shavuos Daf Yud Gimel brings a Machlokes Rebbe and Chachamim, which we're also going to be busy with this evening, whether the Sarim Shtaleach and Yom Kippur are Mechaper only with Tshuva together or even without Tshuva. The Rebbe holds that they're Mechaper even without Tshuva. But we pass like the Chachamim, that Yom Kippur and the Sarim Shtaleach are only Mechaper with Tshuva. That's what the Rambam passes, that Yom Kippur and the Sarim Shtaleach are only Mechaper with Tshuva. Although, we'll have reason to qualify that a little bit, but basically we pass like the Chachamim. So the Gemara in Shavuos Daf Yud Gimel asks the Kasha, maybe I'll show it to you. This already I'll show you inside. 1 second. Gemara in Shavuos. Here's the Gemara. The Gemara says, Gemara is a kasha. Here, it's in the very bottom. Kores to Yom Kippurim. Gemara is a kasha like this. According to Rebbe, that Yom Kippur is Mechaper, even without Shuvah, when could you ever get Koras for eating on Yom Kippur or for violating Yom Kippur? A person eats on Yom Kippur, the Torah says he's Chayav Koras. How could you be Chayav Koras for eating on Yom Kippur? The minute you eat on Yom Kippur, the next second, Yom Kippur is Mechaper. Bishlam, according to the Chachamim, that Yom Kippur is only Mechaper with Shuvah. So you're Chayav Koras if you ate on Yom Kippur and you didn't do Shuvah. According to the Rebbe, the Yom Kippur is mechaper even without Shiva. So the Gemara asks, so Chorus, so how do you have Chorus in Yom Kippur? Chorus, the Yom, the Gemara calls it Chorus for Yom Kippur itself. For doing Malach on Yom Kippur, for eating on Yom Kippur, as a Mishkachas, according to the Rebbe, you can have such a Chorus. So the Gemara answers two Terutzim. Here's the very bottom of the Amud. Gemara says, Kegain the Amud b'lei lai lo'o meis, b'lei osu yomam l'chupur le. The one possibility is, he ate at the very end of Yom Kippur. The very last minute of Yom Kippur, he ate, and then he died. And by the time he finished eating, I'm sorry, and then he. One second. Here it is. So the Gemara goes back and forth the whole Tilpa, but finally the Gemara says, Mishkachas le da'ochel umtsu v'chanke umes. He ate a piece of meat, on Yom Kippur, and he choked on it. So that by the time he finished eating, he was dead. So the Melo, Yom Kippur is only mechaper after you finished eating. By the time he finished eating, he was dead. So the Melo, Yom Kippur can't be mechaper in his chayav kars. That's one possibility. Or the Gemara says, so another possibility, da'ochel somach l'shkia sechama. That he ate at the very end of the day, so that by the time he didn't die, didn't choke, but by the time he finished eating, it was no longer Yom Kippur. So those are the two cases the Gemara says that according to Rebbe, you could have a chiyuv karas for eating on Yom Kippur. That's the Gemara. Implicit in the whole discussion is the assumption that Yom Kippur itself is a mechaper on karas. Not only the soyer mishtalech. If it's only the soyer mishtalech that's mechaper, so what's the kasha in the first place? The soyer mishtalech they brought in the middle of the day. After the Sarmish Telech, he ate on Yom Kippur, so he's Chayav Karas. From the fact that the Gemara doesn't answer that, and the Gemara has to dream up these scenarios that he choked on the food that he was eating, or that he ate at the very end of the day, so there was no time for Yom Kippur to be Mechaper. It's Muchach in the Gemara that the Itzum Shel Yom, Yom Kippur itself is Mechaper, even without the agency of the Sarmish Telech. And it's more Mefurish in the Gemara in Yuma. Find the Gemara in Yuma. This is the Gemara in Yuma already. The Gemara says, also a Gemara that's a very famous Gemara, a Gemara we're going to be busy with. The Gemara says here, I'm waving my cursor at it. Shol Rav Masi ben Choresh is Rav Lezer ben Azariah b'Roimi. Rav Masi ben Choresh asked Rav Lezer ben Azariah, Shamati arboch luki kaporosh or Rabbi Shmuel Dorish. I heard that Rabbi Shmuel said that there are four levels of kaporah that the Torah gives. Omar, so Rabbi Shmuel told him, Shlei Shehem v'tshuvim kol echad v'echad. There's three levels. There are three things that are mechaper, plus tshuva, which each one of these three things has to have together with it in order to be mechaper, and he elaborates. Overall, esei v'shav, if he violated the mitzvah, esei, and he did tshuva, and he zoz mishamat shemoichel noy, shenem tshuva bonim shayavim. Then tshuva itself is mechaper, you don't need anything further. He does tshuva, and the story, he has a kapar. Overall, lois esei, he also tshuva, if he violated lois esei, and he did tshuva, needs to do tshuva, that's the prerequisite over here, because we're going like the chachamim, nothing happens without tshuva. So that's not enough. Tshuva Taila, Tshuva suspends the punishment a little bit for a while, but Yom Kippur mechaper, but you need Yom Kippur to be mechaper. Shenema ki v'yom ezei chaper aleichem mikol chatei sechem. Over al krisus who Mrs. Beistin, if he was violated, not just a regular lois esei, but it was a chiv chorus where Mrs. Beistin in aver chamura, v'yosu tshuva v'yom kippur v'yom kippurim tailim, then tshuva and Yom Kippur together are helpful. They keep the punishment in abeyance, but it's not a kapara yet. The yisurim emarkim, and then the yisurim suffering finishes off the kapara. Shnei mukbakadati b'shevet bisham ubenigam avanim. Aval yish mi sheyesh b'chil Hashem b'yod. Aval mi sheyesh chil Hashem b'yodai. En koyach b'tshuva litlois v'loy b'yom kippurim lechaper v'loy b'yisurim lemarek. Ela kulum toilim u'misim lemarek. For chil Hashem, only death is mechaper. Even Yom Kippur and even yisurim are not enough. So Kaparah, here we have a Gemara, it's a really complicated Gemara, Dalet Chilukah Kaparah, that's what the Rambam brings it, this Dalet Chilukah Kaparah, and again, to enumerate, because we need to know these Dalet Chilukah Kaparah well, and an essay, Tshuv is Mechaper, and a Lois say you also have to have Yom Kippur, and an Avera Chamur that has Chorus and Mises based, and even Yom Kippur is not enough, you have to have Yisurim, and then there's Chil Hashem, for which only Mises is Mechaper. But Kaparah, it's Mavu in this Gemara, that Yom Kippur is a Mechaper, the Itzum Yishlim doesn't say anything here about the Sarim Mishtalech. It's not the Sarim Mishtalech. And it's clearly not the Sarim Mishtalech, because if it was the Sarim Mishtalech, then it would be Mechaper and Chorus and Mises based on the Mishnah says in the beginning of Shulis that the Sarim Mishtalech is Mechaper and Kalis and Chamuris and Chorus and Mises based on the Sarim Mishtalech is a very powerful Mechaper. It's Mechaper and everything. this member, this b'risa of Rabbi Shmuel, this must be talking about when there's no sorah mishtaleich. Must be talking b'zman hazeh when you don't have the sorah mishtaleich. So you don't have the powerful, universal mechaper of the sorah mishtaleich. So then you have these dalit chalukah kabar, tshuva for chayv yaseh, yom kippur for chayv leisaseh, yisurim for averes chamurs, karas and misas basin, and misa for chilul Hashem. But be that as it may, we certainly see from this gemara that yom kippur itself, the yitzumi shel yom kippur, is mechaper. And one of the things that I want to work out tonight is what's the difference or what differences are there between the kapara of Yom Kippur and the kapara of the Soir HaMishtaleach. And if Yom Kippur is Mechaper, why do I need the Soir HaMishtaleach at all? One answer we already see, so to begin with at least, is that the Soir HaMishtaleach is a bigger Mechaper. Yom Kippur is only Mechaper and Leisasei. Even with Shuvah, it's only Mechaper and Leisasei. And the Soir HaMishtaleach is Mechaper even on Chorus and Mrs. Basin, it's Mechaper on Kol HaVeir Shivatar. So right away you see a difference between the Soir HaMishtaleach and Yom Kippur. But we're going to have, Mitzvah Hashem, by the end of this year, we'll have a more informed understanding of the differences between the Soir HaMishtaleach and the Yitzumi Shel Yom. Let's start off, as all the good shiurim do, with a shver rama, difficult rama. I mentioned before the machlekes Rebbe and the Chachamim, whether the Soir HaMishtaleach and Yom Kippur are mechaper only together with tshuva or even without tshuva. Rebbe holds that they're mechaper even without tshuva. We saw the Gemara in Daf Gimel and Shavuos that discusses if Yom Kippur is mechaper even without tshuva. So how do you ever have kores for eating on Yom Kippur and have to dream up scenarios that he choked on the food that he was eating, so he never had a Yom Kippur to be mechaper? But the opinion of the Chachamim, when the Chachamim Kasha doesn't start because Yom Kippur is only Mechaper together with Tshuva. The Rambam paskins like the Chachamim that Yom Kippur is only Mechaper if you do Tshuva. Take a look at the Rambam. The Rambam writes, בזמן שאין בית המקדש קיים, ואין לנו מזבח כפרה, אין שם אלא תשובה, התשובה מכפרת על כל עבירות. אפילו ראש כל יום מביא עושה תשובה, ואחרי נמזכיר לישון רישוי, שנאמר ברישוס הראש הראש שלו יכושל בו ביום שובים רישוי. בעצמי של יום הכיפורים מכפר לשופן, שנאמר כי ביום הזה יכפר עליכם. So Rama says, Yom Kippur is מכפר, only with תשובה, לשופן. תשובה זה מכפר, and עצמי של יום הכיפורים is מכפר, together with תשובה. If tshuva is mechaper and Yom Kippur needs tshuva, so what does Yom Kippur accomplish that tshuva didn't already do? So that's the next halach in the Rambam, which is the dalet chiluk kapara that we saw from the Gemara in Yuma from Rabbi Yishmael. Says the Rambam, "Afal pi shatshuva mechaper es al kol ve'atzmi shuvi Yom Kippur mechaper." Yesh averes shemiskap miskapin b'shaitom. There are some averes that are miskapin right away with tshuva. Yesh averes shemiskapin elalach hazman keitzad. Over odam al mitzvah asay shein b'kars. A person violated an asay. We also tshuva and he's also mishamash shemaykul lemiyad. Tshuva, and an essay, tshuva alone is mechaper. Ube'elu nem tshuva, but I'm shayvu ma'erpa mishuva seichem. Oh, well, it says, leis esay, she'em b'kar, it's leim isis based in. If you violate a leis esay, but not in a leis esay that has kar, it's isis based in it, but a plain vanilla leis esay, a light leis esay, a kalim. Vi also tshuva, tshuva toile, b'yom ha-kippur mechaper. Then tshuva begins the process, but you need Yom Kippur. And he brings the pasuk. Over al kisus misis based, I'm skipping. Over al kisus misis based in Yosu Tshuva, and Avera Chamura, Tshuva Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur, and Taylan, the Yisurim, Haboyim Olav Goyim Olay Kapara, then you need Yisurim, suffering to complete the Kapara, and that's, and he brings the Pesukim for that. And then finally, Chil Hashem, only misis Mechaper, and this is Mamash, the Dalad Chiluki Kapara, which we saw in the Gemara in Yuma, from Rabbi Shmuel, the name of Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, the Rama brings this down, Lehalocha. But it's clear in the Rama that he's passing like, not like Rebbe, but like the Chachamim, the Yom Kippur is only mechaper together with the tshuva. The same halachas Rebbe and Chachamim that we have by Yom Kippur, we also have in regard to the Soir HaMishtaleach. It's been moved in the Gemara in Shavuos. This Gemara we're not going to do inside, but the Gemara in Shavuos, Daf Yud Beis and Yud Beis, is clearly the same halachas Rebbe and Chachamim applies to the Soir HaMishtaleach. According to Rebbe, the Soir HaMishtaleach is only mechaper with tshuva. According to the Chachamim, the Soir HaMishtaleach is mechaper only together with tshuva. The Rambam passing that as well, but here there's a bombshell. So, Dr. Rambam as follows. It's the same Perek Aleph of Hilchos Teshuvah Halacha Beis. Soy Mishtalech Lefishu Kapor Lechol Yisrael. It's the Kapor for all Klal Yisrael. Kain Godol Misvado Olav Al Shoyin Kol Yisrael Shenemer Misvado Olav As Kol Avonis Bnei Yisrael. Soy Mishtalech was Mechaper on all of Klal Yisrael, and therefore the Vidu that the Kain Godol said on it, he said in the name of all of Klal Yisrael. And he continues. Soy Mishtalech Mechaper Al Kol Averi Shevetoyra Hakalis Vachamuris. This is the Mishnah, in the beginning of Shavuos. The Soyim Mishleich is Mechaper and all Averis, Kalois, Light Averis, Chamuris, Severe Averis, Ben Shaover Bezodloi, Ben Shaover Beshkogo, Ben Shaoidoloi, Ben Shaloi Hoidoloi, Hakel Miskaper, Besoyim Mishleich, Behusa Osha Tshuva. But it has to be with Tshuva. Fine, that's consistent with the Rambam that we saw about Yom Kippur. The Rambam fastened like the Chachamim, not like Rebbe. You have to have Tshuva, both for Yom Kippur, and for both for the Kapor of Yom Kippur, and for the Kapor of the Soyim Mishleich. But if you don't do tshuva, ein hasoy mechapeloi el ala kalos. Then the soy mishleich is not mechaper without tshuva, except on averis kalos. And light averis, the soy mishleich is mechaper even without tshuva. Umayim akalos, umayim achamuris. What's the dividing line? Achamuris him averis shechayovin l'misis based in the chorus, and the chamuris are chorus in the misis based. Then there am edsh v'shov v'sheker afim sheim chorus are him in the chamuris. The shaymitz is lays to say mitzvahs to say shaymim koris hema kalis. The kitzur, the dividing line is koris and mitzvahs based in, and then shvul shav and shvul sheker also. But basically, koris and mitzvahs based in are there as chamuris. There, the sorei mishleich is only mechaper together with the tshuva. But kalis, which is plain ordinary essen and lays to say, there the sorei is mechaper according to the Rambam even without tshuva. So this is similar to the Rambam. The Rambam, even though he passes like the chachamim, not like Rebbe. Passings that fundamentally the Soyim Mishleich is only mechaper with tshuva. Fundamentally, Yom Kippur is only mechaper with tshuva. But when it comes to the Soyim Mishleich, the Ram makes a distinction. The Soyim Mishleich, yes, it's only mechaper with tshuva, but that's for Averis Chamuris. But for Averis Kalos, the Soyim Mishleich is mechaper even without tshuva. So the Ram, this the Ram needs a big hezna. First of all, in Svar, what's the difference? I mean, you should be consistent. If you hold like Rebbe, so nothing needs tshuva. If you hold not like Rebbe, so then everything needs tshuva. By Yom Kippur itself, by the Kapor B'Tzumi Shul Yoyim, we didn't see any such distinction. Yom Kippur is mechaper only with tshuva, even on Kalos. And the Dalei Chilukei Kapor that we saw at the end of the parak from the Gemara Yuma, the Dalei Chilukei Kapor, an essay you need is just tshuva is mechaper. A loisa say tshuva plus Yom Kippur is mechaper, and then Chayvei Koros and Mishnas based in tshuva plus Yom Kippur plus Yisurim is mechaper. But it also always has to have tshuva. Without tshuva, nothing gets off the ground. By the Soyim Mishleich, all of a sudden, the Rambam makes a distinction between Kalos and Chamuris. Kalos, the Soyim is mechaper without tshuva. Chamuris, you have to have tshuva. So in Svara, first of all, we need to understand this Rambam. But even worse is that not only is the Rambam difficult in Svara, but the Rambam is against a Beferish Gemara. I'm a Shalaf in the Gemara. Let's take a look at the Gemara. This is the Gemara in Shavuos Daf Yudbeis and Yudbeis. Let me get to it. So many things here on my screen. Here it is. Yudbeis and Yudbeis in Shavuos towards the end of the Amud. Say. The Gemara is addressing the Mishnah. The Mishnah said at the beginning of Shavuos, we read the Mishnah, that the Soyim Mishleich is Mechaper and Essen, and an Essay, and a Loisesay, and Chorus, and this is based in Soyim Mishleich is Mechaper and everything. Frek the Gemara. Here it is. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom. Hi, Essay. I'm waving my mouse at it. Hi, Essay Echidomi. What is this case of an Essay that the Soyim Mishleich is Mechaper? Either Loyovad Shuva, if he didn't do Shuva, how could the Soyim Mishleich be mechaper even on an essay? The Zebach Rishoyim table. The carbon of a Rosh is a table. If you're a Rosh and you don't do tshuva, the carbon can't be mechaper on you. So how could the Soyim Mishleich be mechaper on an essay without tshuva? Eat the other tshuva, and if he did the tshuva on the essay, then who needs the Soyim Mishleich? Kol Yoyim Anami. Then any day that you do tshuva, you right away have a kapara and chayvei essay. This sanya. This is what we saw in the Dalet Chalukah Kapara. For an essay, what do you need to be mechaper on an essay? Just tshuva. Those from the Dalet Chalukah Kapara. For an essay, tshuva alone is mechaper. And the Gemara quotes the Brisa. Over al mitzvah essay, the also tshuva, le'zos misham ha'shem o'ichlum le. You do tshuva, you do it, you neglect to do a mitzvah essay, and you do tshuva, you have a full kapara. So, Monashach, what's the Sarah Mishleich doing over here? What role does it play? If you didn't do tshuva, the Sarah Mishleich has nothing zevach hashem teva. And if you did do tshuva, then I don't need the Soyim Mishleich. Tshuva alone is mechaper. So my answer is Amar Abzeira. let's turn the page. But I made b'mirdai the Rebbe. It's talking about where he did not do tshuva. He was still rebellious. He did not do tshuva. But it's going like Rebbe who says the Sarim Shalech and Yom Kippur and Mechaper without tshuva. The Sanya Rebbe Yomer al Kolaveri Shabbatayr ben also tshuva ben loy also tshuva. Yom Kippur Mechaper. Yom Kippur is Mechaper even if you don't do tshuva. And apparently the Gemara assumes that the Sarim Shalech is the same way. If Yom Kippur is Mechaper according to Rebbe without tshuva, the Sarim Shalech is Mechaper without tshuva. So what does it say in this Gemara? We have a mission. The mission says the Sarim Shalech is Mechaper and an essay. That's the most kal. And the Gemara says, we don't understand. If you didn't do tshuva, the Sarim HaShalech is not going to work. And if you did do tshuva, then the tshuva is mechaper. I don't need the Sarim HaShalech. What's the Gemara's teretz? You did not do tshuva. And the Sarim HaShalech is mechaper anyway. But why is it mechaper anyway? Because the Mishnah goes like a Rebbe, that Yom Kippur is mechaper without tshuva. And according to Rebbe, Yom Kippur is mechaper without tshuva, even an Averis Chamurs. We saw later, the Gemara says, according to Rebbe, how you have a Chayav Kars in Yom Kippur, and the Gemara to say, according to Rebbe, you choked on the food. According, Rebbe holds this way across the board, not only by essays. Rebbe holds universally that Yom Kippur and Sarim HaShalech don't need tshuva in order to be mechaper. That's not how the Rambam paskins. The Rambam paskins like the Chacham, that Yom Kippur is only mechaper lashovim and the Sarim HaShalech is only mechaper lashovim. So it says beferish in this Gemara that if you don't hold like Rebbe, then it doesn't make sense for the Sarim HaShalech to mechaper and an essay. If you did tshuva, I don't need the Sarim HaShalech. And if you didn't do tshuva, and here's the important point, if you didn't do tshuva, the Sarim HaShalech doesn't work. It says, beferish in this Gemara, that if you don't do tshuva, the Sarim HaShalech doesn't work. Even though it's only an essay. It's black and white in the Gemara, that according to the Chachamim, and the Rambam passing like the Chachamim, Yom Kippur is not mechaper, and the Sarim HaShalech is not mechaper without tshuva. So how can the Rambam, how all of a sudden we have this new Rambam that says, that Yom Kippur is mechaper, that the Sarim HaShalech, rather, the Sarim HaShalech is mechaper, and an essay and a loy say without any tshuva. So some point out that maybe the Rambam's source was a Yerushalmi. We know the Rambam in general, the Rambam's proclivity is to follow the Yerushalmi. The Goyin writes in a few places that the Rambam's derech is to be nimshach achar Yerushalmi. And the Rambam had a Yerushalmi. What's the Yerushalmi? Here's the Yerushalmi. It's Yerushalmi. In Shuas, Perek Aleph, Halacha Vav. It's a third wide line. I'm waving at it again. There's a little hand over there now. I don't know why not. Now I get a hand. Anyway, the Yerushalmi says, Essay is talking about the Sarim HaShalech. That's the context of it. And the Yerushalmi now throws out a word, Essay afal bishlo yosu tshuva. And an essay, the Sarim HaShalech is mechaper even without tshuva. What about a loisa say? Rabbi Shmuel, B'shem Rabbi Zeira, and a loisa say you have to have tshuva. So it says in this Yerushalmi, it's not like the Bavli. The Bavli said the Sarim HaShalech doesn't work even on an essay without tshuva. You have to have tshuva. The Yerushalmi says that an essay, the Sarim HaShalech is mechaper on an essay even without tshuva. But on a loisa say, Yerushalmi, what about a loisa say? Says no, that needs tshuva. So, okay, so we're halfway to the Rama. We have a Yerushalmi, the Bavli says that the Sarim HaShalech without tshuva is gonished. Nothing, doesn't do anything. Gonish mit gonish. In Israel, I think when the doctor's charts, when the doctor wants to say that it's nothing, there he writes gimel mem gimel, gonish mit gonish. I once heard that. Okay, so the Bavli says gonish mit gonish. The Sarim HaShalech without tshuva is nothing. The Bavli says, no, the Sarim HaShalech for an essay is mechaper without tshuva. But the Yerushalmi says, beferish, but not for loisa say. Aloysius say you do have to have tshuva. But the Rambam, we're halfway. The Rambam, so now we have a source for the Rambam that the Sarim HaShalech is mechaper on an essay without tshuva. But it's beferish still against the Rambam. The Rambam goes further than the Yerushalmi, and the Rambam says the Sarim HaShalech is mechaper on an essay and on Aloysius say without tshuva. So it's close, but it's not close enough. So it comes out, the Rambam is against the beferish Bavli and against the beferish Yerushalmi. Not much left. So this is all achayim are tamei on this Rambam. So Rambam kol shemayit. So a Rambam like this that's so shver, it seems to be against the Gemara Mefureshes, a Bavli and Yerushalmi to boot. So you can approach it two ways. You can look at this Rambam as a problem that we have to somehow get around. Or we can look at this Rambam as the clue that could maybe give us an insight into understanding the Rambam's take on the whole sugyan and the whole topic. And maybe from this Shver Rambam, we can see that the Rambam had a whole different approach to the fundamental issues here in the sugya. There was a Rebbe in YU for many years, a big Gadol B'Torah of Aaron Kreuzer. He used to say that a kasha is like a crack. It's like a crack in the. He said it's like a spout. It's a crack that lets you peek inside. You have something that's solid, and you can't see what's going on inside, but if there's a crack, you can look inside. He said a kasha is a spout. It's a crack that lets you peek inside. So maybe from this Rambam, we'll have a way to peek inside and see how the Rambam understood a lot of the issues here in the sugya. So let's address some of the other issues here in the sugya, because really the sugya presents, besides this difficult Rambam, the sugya itself presents a number of problems. Let's go back to the Gemara in Shavuos. We don't have to look at it inside, but maybe it's easier even now, not looking at it inside. To go back to the Gemara in Shavuos. The Gemara in Shavuos, in Daf Yud Gimel, the Gemara after presenting Machlekes Rebbe and Chachamim, is Yom Kippur Mechapa without Shavuos? Is the Sar Meshalech Mechapa without Shavuos? So the Yishalmi asked, which is where he saw this, Yishalmi asked, according to Rebbe, that Yom Kippur is Mechapa without Shavuos. So how do you ever have karas for eating on Yom Kippur? The minute you eat, Yom Kippur is mechaper. Again, according to Chachamim, you have to have tshuva. So if you didn't do tshuva, you have karas. But according to Rebbe, you don't eat tshuva. Yom Kippur itself is mechaper. So how are you ever going to get karas for eating on Yom Kippur? And Yishalmi had to dream of fancy cases that he ate and he choked on what he was eating, or he ate the last second of the day, so there wasn't any time afterwards for Yom Kippur to be mechaper. But to move that Gemara, that Yom Kippur itself is mechaper on a chiyuv karas. Not just the Sar Meshalech. The Sar Meshalech they bought in the middle of the day. This guy's eating Samach L'Shkiyas HaChama. The Sar Meshalech is not going to help him. No, but nonetheless, the Gemara says that Yom Kippur would be Mechaper if there would be 30 seconds of Yom Kippur after he finished eating, between when he finished eating and Shkiyas HaChama, Yom Kippur would be Mechaper. That's not the Sar Meshalech. So it says in the Gemara in Shavuos L'Chayr that Yitzumu Shel Yom, the Etzim Yom of Yom Kippur is Mechaper on Karas. So this is very schwer for two reasons. First of all, it's against the Gemara in Yuma, the Dalet Chiluk Kapar. We saw the Gemara in Yuma, Rabbi Shmuel Mishum Rabbi Lezer ben Isaiah, who said Dalet Chiluk Kapar, the Rambam La'alocha, Ba'arichus Bela, that there's four levels of Kapar, and an essay, Shuv alone is Mechaper, and an ordinary Lav, a Lav that's an Aver Kala, Yom Kippur is Mechaper with Shuvah. Okay, Rebbe will take out the Shuvah, even without Shuvah. Yom Kippur is Mechaper. But on Chorus and Mises Beistin, on Averes Chamuras, Yom Kippur is not Mechaper, you need Yisur. So the Gemara in Yuma says Beferish, Yom Kippur is Mechaper and Chaybe and Averes, and Kalin, and Alysis. Shuvah is Mechaper and an essay. Shuvah plus Yom Kippur and Alysis. Shuvah plus Yom Kippur and Yisurim and Chayim Karas and Mises. Based on Chil Hashem, you have to have Mises. So we're going there like the Chum, you have to have Shuvah. The Gemara in Yuma is going, the Gemara in Shuvah is talking in Rebbe, you don't have to have Shuvah. Okay, so we'll filter out the Shuvah according to Rebbe. But we still have the Dalet Chiluk HaKapar, Yom Kippur is Mechaper and Chayim Lavin, but not on Chayim Karas. For Chayim Karas, you need to have Yisurim. So what's the Gemara's kasha? So it's a steer between the two sugyas. Because we have a steer between the sugya in Shuvah and the sugya in Yuma. The sugya in Shavuos implies that Yom Kippur is Mechaper even on Karas. That's why the sugya in Shavuos has its whole issue according to Rebbe. How could you ever be Chayav Karas for eating on Yom Kippur? Why won't Yom Kippur itself be Mechaper? The Gemara in Yumas is Beferish. Yom Kippur is only Mechaper on Chayav Leisese. But on Chayav Karas, Mises Beis is not Mechaper. So steers has sugyas. That's problem number one. Problem number two. Very glaring problem. Problem number two. According to the sugya in Shavuos, that Yom Kippur itself is mechaper, even a chayv karas, then what do I need to say mishdalech? Yom Kippur itself is mechaper on chayv karas, on averes chamuras. Stana misses based on two. What's the difference? So what does the say mishdalech give me that I don't already have from the tzum mishal yet? If I only had the Gemara in Yuma, I would have no problem. The Gemara in Yuma says Yom Kippur is only mechaper and loisisix, but not an averus chamur, it's not a koras, not a misis basin. The Sar Mishtaleich, the Mishnah says at the beginning of Shavuos is mechaper even an averus chamur. So the Sar Mishtaleich is talking more powerful than Yom Kippur alone. But the Gemara, that would be fine. But the problem is, but the Gemara in Shavuos, which is a steer, there's a steer, it's a sukkah. But the Gemara in Shavuos says that Yom Kippur alone, the end of the day, the last 5 minutes of the day, the Tzumah Shalayim is mechaper and koras. So if the Tzumah Shalayim is mechaper and koras, so who needs the Sar Mishtaleich? So we have a double problem. We have a double problem. It's a problem that's fundamental. This is in the sug itself. This is not a shayr rabbim. This is a problem in the Gemara itself. Problem number one: that we have a steer sasugis. The Gemara in Shavuos implies that Yom Kippur is mechaper even on koras. The Tzumi Shulayim is mechaper even on koras. The Gemara in Yuma by the Dalit Chalukah Kapara says Yom Kippur is only mechaper on the loisus say. For chayvi koras, you have to have yisur. And problem number two: according to the Gemara in Shavuos, that Yom Kippur is mechaper even on chayvi koras. So then what does the Sar Mishtaleich give me that I don't already have from the Tzumah Shalayim? So the Ritva addresses these two questions. And the Ritva suggests that the two questions answer each other. And in one fell swoop, he answers both questions. The Ritva is a beautiful word. Says the Ritva, Yom Kippur is Takan Mechaper, it's very powerful. Moshe Shavuos is right. Yom Kippur is Mechaper, even on Averes Chamuras, even on Kars. But you know what kind of Yom Kippur has such a powerful kapara? A Yom Kippur that has a Sar Mishtaleich in it. A Yom Kippur, Bizman HaBayis, when they brought the Sar Mishtaleich, the Sar Mishtaleich not only is mechaper on things that you did before the Sar Mishtaleich, even after the Sar Mishtaleich is finished, but the Sar Mishtaleich gives a Koyach HaKapara to the Yom itself, and the Yom itself, even after the Sar Mishtaleich is finished and it's long gone over the cliff, the Sar Mishtaleich gives the Koyach HaKapara to the Yitzum Mishal Yom. And now the Tzumi Shal Yom is mechaper with the whole koyach of the Sar Mishtaleich. So even the last few minutes of the day, if somebody ate something, you ate Chayav Karas, you ate on Yom Kippur. It's Chayav Karas, Yom Kippur is mechaper. It's only Yom Kippur. Well, Yom Kippur is not mechaper on Karas. There it says, Yom Kippur is not mechaper on Karas, play ordinary Yom Kippur. But Yom Kippur with the Sar Mishtaleich in it, it has the whole kapara of the Sar Mishtaleich. So such Yom Kippur is mechayav on Karas too, and that's the Gemara in Shavuos. The Gemara in Yuma that talks about Dalet Chiluk HaKapara is talking Bizman Hazeh. When you don't have the Sar Mishtaleich, you don't have the Sar Mishtaleich, then it's a Yom Kippur without a Sar Mishtaleich. Deracinated Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur doesn't have the Koyach HaKapar of the Sar Mishtaleich. All that Yom Kippur has is the Tzumi Shal Yom itself, the Yom Kippur with the power of Yom Kippur without the Sar Mishtaleich. That's much less. That's only Mechaper and Kalis is not Mechaper and Chamurs. It's Mechaper and Chai Belisisei, it's not Mechaper and Chai Bikoris and Mises based. So Mele, it's Meyushev, both the Steer Sasugis. The Gemara in Shavuos implies that the Yom Kippur is mechaper even on Chai Vikoras. The Gemara in Yuma says that Yom Kippur is only mechaper on Loisus Hay. The Gemara in Shavuos is talking about when you have a Sar Mishtaleich, Bizman HaBayis. The Gemara in Yuma is talking about Bizman HaZeh, when you don't have the Sar Mishtaleich, then Yom Kippur is much less powerful. And it's also in Yushuv, the Kasha, if according to the Gemara in Shavuos, the Yom Kippur is mechaper even on a Koras, so why do I need the Sar Mishtaleich? The answer is, because the whole thing starts with the Sar Mishtaleich. If you don't have the Sar Mishtaleich, then your Yom Kippur is also not going to be Mechaper and Karas. Yom Kippur is only Mechaper and Karas because you brought the Sar Mishtaleich. So of course you have to bring the Sar Mishtaleich. That's how the Ritva deals with these two kashas. So it comes out according to the Ritva. That there's a difference between Yom Kippur Bizman HaZeh and Yom Kippur Bizman HaBayis. Yom Kippur Bizman HaBayis is more powerful. Because Yom Kippur Bizman HaBayis has in it the Sar Mishtaleich, so the Yom Kippur itself has the whole Koyach HaKapar of the Sar Mishtaleich, and the Sar Mishtaleich is Mechaper on everything, like the Mishnah says at the beginning of Shavuos. When Kalis, Ben Chamur, is Koras, this is based on this Mechaper on everything. So such Yom Kippur that has a Sar Mishtaleich, the Yom Kippur Bizman HaBayis, it's a Mechaper ala Koyal. The Gemara in Yuma, but Yom Kippur Bizman HaZeh, that's a different Yom Kippur. That's Yom Kippur from the Dalet Chiluk HaKapar. Is mechaper, but only on Averis Kalis. I know the Shuba is mechaper an essay, Yom Kippur with Shuba and Elis essay. For Averis Chamur, so you have to start talking about the Yisurim and Envis. That's the approach of the Ritva. I want to suggest that the Rambam has a different approach to these issues. In a way, it's mamash the opposite of the Ritva. Preface another kasha. The Ritva talked about these two kashas in the sugya. There's l'chor another kasha in the sugya, also a glaring kasha. For some reason, this kasha the Ritva doesn't talk about. To understand the kasha, we have to chazer a little bit. Let's go back to the Gemara in Shavuos. The Gemara in Shavuos, on the bottom of your base and the base. Maybe we'll look at it. This one already, we'll look inside, just to refresh your memory. What's what over here? Yeah. Bottom of your base and the base. Beginning of the Sugin Shavuos. So the Gemara began, according to the Mishnah, that the Sar Mishtalech is Machaper on an essay and on a Lysis A and on Chorus and everything. So the Gemara asked, and this fifth line from the bottom, Hayaseh Hechidomi. What's the case? When do I need the Sar Mishtalech to Machaper on an essay? Idoloy of the Shuva. If he didn't do Shuva, is there a Chishon table? Without Shuva, the Sar is not Machaper. Idol of the Shuva, so who needs the Sar Mishtalech? And Kippur Lon should be Machaper. I'm sorry. And if he did the tshuva, then who needs the Sar Mishtalech? Tshuva alone is mechaper. Any day of the year, tshuva is mechaper on an essay. That's the Bavli's kasha, the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara answered that it's talking about where he did not do tshuva, but he may have been and it's going like a Rebbe that the Sar is mechaper without tshuva. That's the Shtibu Gemara. Chayrishre. The Gemara is asking about tshuva. The Sar Mishtalech needs tshuva. According to Chacham, the Sar Mishtalech needs tshuva. Tshuva alone is already mechaper on the essay. Who needs the Sar Mishtalech? So he gave an answer. It's going like, Rebbe, you don't need tshuva. The Sar Mishtalech doesn't need tshuva. But what about Lysisei? The Mishnah said that the Sar Mishtalech is mechaper on a Lysisei. It's mechaper on an essay and on a Lysisei. Ben Kalis, Ben Chamuris, whether it's Kars, not Kars. When is the Sar Mishtalech mechaper? Why do I need the Sar Mishtalech to be mechaper and a Lysisei? The Itzum Mishalem is mechaper and a Lysisei. Who needs the Sar Mishtalech? Yom Kippur itself is mechaper and a Lysisei. So the Babli is busy, the Gemara is busy with why do I need the Sar Mishtalech? I have tshuva. And for an essay, tshuva is enough. So we answer it's Rebbe who doesn't need tshuva. Okay, fine. So tshuva is, we answered tshuva. We're going like Rebbe who doesn't need tshuva. But I have a different question. Forget tshuva. Why do we need the Sar Mishtalech? The Itzum Shel Yom is enough. The Itzum Shel Yom of Yom Kippur without the Sar Mishtalech should be mechaper on an essay and even on a Lysisei. Because the Itzum Shel Yom of Yom Kippur is mechaper on an essay and a Lysisei. So, wait one second. Now, somebody might be tempted to say, "No, we already have the Ritva. The Ritva says Yom Kippur is only mechaper when you have the Sar Mishtalech in it. When it's a Sar Mishtalech, the Yom Kippur. But without the Sar Mishtalech, Yom Kippur itself it doesn't have the Koyach HaKapar. But that's a mistake. The Ritva said that Yom Kippur without the Sar Mishtalech, that Yom Kippur needs the Sar Mishtalech to be mechaper and averis chamur is like chorus. So for that you need the Sar Mishtalech. But if you don't have the Sar Mishtalech, Yom Kippur is not mechaper and chorus, not mechaper and averis chamuris. But on a plain, ordinary essay, we'll always say, Yom Kippur is mechaper and gemis manazeh. That was the whole point of the Ritva, to be miyashuv the steer between the two sugyas, that the Gemara in Shavuos says Yom Kippur is mechaper even on chorus, and the Gemara in Yuma says in the Dalet Chilukei Kapar that Yom Kippur is only mechaper and essay, we'll always say, but not on chorus. So to answer that, the Ritva said that the Gemara in Shavuos is talking about bizman habayis when the Yom Kippur had a Sar Mishtalech in it, so then it's mechaper even on chorus. The Gemara in Yuma is talking about Bezman Hazeh, when there's no Sar Mishtalech, then Yom Kippur is only Mechaper on an essay and a Lysisei. Okay, but even Bezman Hazeh, Yom Kippur is Mechaper alone on an essay, on a plain ordinary essay of a Lysisei. Not in a Chiv Kars, but in a plain ordinary essay of a Lysisei, Yom Kippur alone is Mechaper. So then I don't understand. So why does the Mishnah say at the beginning of Shavuos that the Sar Mishtalech is Mechaper both on an essay and on a Lysisei and on Kalais and on Chamurais? Who needs it? For Chamurus, I understand you need the Sar Mishtalech, but for Kalos, who needs the Sar Mishtalech? Even Bezman HaZeh Yom Kippur is Mechaper and Averis Kalos and Essay V'Lysisei. It's very similar to what the Gemara asked about Essay. The Gemara asked about Essay. Who needs the Sar Mishtalech for the Essay? Tshuva is enough. So that the Gemara answers is going like Rebbe. The Sar Mishtalech doesn't need Tshuva. Okay, fine. So we took care of the Tshuva problem. But I'm asking, forget the Tshuva problem. What about Yom Kippur itself, the Tzum Shel Yom problem? Tzum Shel Yom of Yom Kippur, even Bezman HaZeh, when there's no Sar Mishtalech, is at least Mechaper and Chayv Yesin and Chayv Leisesei. According to us with Tshuva, according to Rebbe without Tshuva, but Tzum Shel Yom is Mechaper and an Essay and a Leisesei. So who needs a Sar Mishtalech for Essay and a Leisesei? It's a pelican that the Ritva doesn't ask this. The Ritva asks all these other questions. This question he doesn't ask. So if you want to sum up the kasha that we have, just try to finish. If we want to sum up the kasha that we have so far, and I think these are the kasha that we're facing the rabbi. Kasha number one is the steer between the two sugyas. The Gemara in Shavuos implies that Yom Kippur is mechaper even a chayv karis. That's the Gemara that they ask that how do you ever get karis for eating on Yom Kippur? And the rabbi say, well, he choked on what he was eating. According to Rebbe, how do you ever get karis for eating on Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is mechaper. So you see, Yom Kippur is mechaper. You see from that Gemara that the Gemara thinks that Yom Kippur is mechaper even on karis. The Gemara in Yuma says that Yom Kippur is only mechaper and chayv leisek and kalis, but not on karis. That was kasha number one. Kasha number two is, according to the Gemara in Shavuos, that Yom Kippur is mechaper, even on Chayvi Koras, so who needs the Sohar Mishtalech? So for those two questions, we have the Ritva's approach. That the Gemara, that the Yom Kippur, that it has the Sohar Mishtalech, is mechaper and Chayvi Koras, but a Yom Kippur that doesn't have the Sohar Mishtalech is only mechaper and Chayvi places. So for that, we have the Ritva's approach, but as I promised you, I think the Ram is going to have a different approach to these two kashas. So let's still think of these two kashas as being alive. The Steers HaSugis, the Gemara in Yuma thinks that Gemara in Yuma says that Yom Kippur is only mechaper and loisase and not on karas, and the Gemara in Shavuos says that Yom Kippur is mechaper even on chayvi karas. And number two, according to Gemara in Shavuos, Yom Kippur is mechaper even on chayvi karas. So why do I need a sohar mishtalech? Kasha number three, it's my kasha that I just asked, which is the Gemara and the beginning of the sugya in Shavuos addresses why do we need the sohar mishtalech to mechaper and chayvi yesi? Let shuva do the whole kapara. So it answers going like a Rebbe that the sohar mishtalech doesn't need shuva. But Adayin Geish Lusha, why don't we need the Sohar Mishlech to Mechaper on Essay and even on Leis Essay? Even if it's going like Rebbe that you don't need Shuvah for the Sohar Mishlech. So it's talking about without Shuvah. Okay, fine, that's what the Gemara said. But it's still Shver. Who needs the Sohar Mishlech? It's Suma Shal Yoim is Mechaper on Essay V'Leis Essay. That's the Gemara in Yuma. Even Bizman Azeh, it's Suma Shal Yoim is Mechaper on Essay V'Leis Essay. So who needs the Sohar Mishlech? Even Bizman Azeh, we don't even have a Sohar Mishlech. And Yom Kippur is Mechaper on Essay and Leis Essay. So those are those three kashas. And then the kasha that's the fulcrum for the whole thing, which is the Shvei Rama. That the Rama paskin that the Sohar Mishtalech is mechaper and esi and leis esei without shuvah. Which against the Gemara. Even the Yishalmi that asks the Shvara, it only says it for esi, not for leis esei. Okay, so now we can start the work of maybe solving the problems. Now that we laid out the problems, maybe we can start the work of solving. So let's go back to the Yerushalmi. So we saw already the Yerushalmi that many point to as being the, you know, perhaps the solution for the Rambam. It's really only a very partial solution. The Yerushalmi said, again, it's the third wide line in Shavuos, in this Gemara, it's Shavuos Perek Aleph, Halacha Vav. The Yerushalmi says, Esei Afu Pi Shelo Yosu Shavuah. And es, the Sohar Mishtalech is Mechaper and Chayav Esei, even without Shavuah. But a loisa say, says Rav Shmuel Yisrael Rav Zera, who shall also shuv, that's only with shuv. What's driving this Yerushalmi? But the Yerushalmi just decided that Sohar Mishtalech is mechaper and an essay without shuv. Just throws out a thing. It's the essay, even after Bishal Yosef Shuv, it's a new chiddush. Even though we know we hold like the Chachamim, everything's with shuv, and Kippur's with shuv, Sohar Mishtalech is with shuv, but Chai V'essay is even without shuv. I don't think so. I don't think the Yerushalmi just decided that this is what it is, and this gives me this gnomic statement. That's the word I learned when I first came to YU, gnomic, G-N-O-M-I-C. It means like cryptic, like the Gnostic Gospels. Anyway, or Gnostic wisdom. Oh, no, maybe that's not where it comes from. I take that back. That's not where the word comes from. I don't know where the word comes from. Okay, I digress. I don't think this Yerushalmi is just coming out of nowhere. I think the Poshub Shat in the Yerushalmi is coming to answer the question that the Bavli raised. Remember, the Bavli, at the beginning of the Sugya, in the beginning of the Sugya in Shavuos, we were just talking about it. The Bavli is the Kasha. The Mishnah says in Shavuos, the Yerushalmi is going in the Mishnah in Shavuos, that the Sohar Mishtalech is Mechaper and an Essay. Essay, Lois is Mechaper and even a Chayav Essay. So the Bavli asked the question, why do we need the Sohar Mishtalech in Mechaper and an Essay? Mimonashach. If he did shuvah alone is mechaper. Leizoz mishamat shemaychum lo. And an essay shuvah alone is mechaper. And if he didn't do shuvah, then the Sohar Mishtalech is not going to work. Is ever kasham table? According to the Chachamim, nothing works without Shuvah. The Bavli answer is it's talking about without Shuvah, and it's going like a Rebbe that you don't need Shuvah for anything. Not for Yom Kippur, not for the Zohar. I think the Yerushalmi is coming to answer the same question, but it's giving a different answer. And the answer of the Yerushalmi is not like the Bavli, that it's going like a Rebbe that you never need Shuvah. It's going like the Chacham that you always do need Shuvah. Except by Chai V'Yaseh. By an essay, you don't have to have Shuvah. So Meila, the Mishnah is good. The Mishnah says that the Sohar Mishleach is Mechaper on an essay. I wouldn't mean it. If it's without Shuvah, how does it work? And if it's with Shuvah, then the Shuvah alone is Mechaper. So where the Bavli answer that it's going like a Rebbe who holds that you never have to have Shuvah for the Sohar Mishleach is Mechaper Legamri without Shuvah, the Yishami's answer is, no, it's going like the Chachamim. Leilam, it's like the Chachamim. The Sohar Mishleach is only Mechaper with Shuvah. But on an essay, the Sohar Mishleach is Mechaper without Shuvah. So the Mishnah is talking about where he didn't do Shuvah, the Sohar Mishleach is Mechaper on an essay without Shuvah. Essay officially also true. But our Lysa say that you still have to have tshuva. That you still have to have tshuva. We never ask for Lysa say. The Gemara was only asking for essay. Because tshuva is not mechapa on the Lysa. Tshuva alone on the Lysa is not enough. You have to have more. So for that already, you have to have the sar. I think that's Pashup Shat in the Yerushalmi. Of course, it's going to be shver in the Yerushalmi, the same kash that we asked before in the Bagla. Tiratzta es tshuva. So you explain to me why I need the Sohar Mishleach. What happened to tshuva? The answer is he didn't do tshuva. If he didn't do tshuva, how could the Sohar work? Yeah, because the Sohar works on an essay even without tshuva. But what about Leisa say? Why do we need the Sohar Mishleach? The Mechaper and Leisa say, forget the Sohar Mishleach. It's suma shel yoyim. The Gemara dalin chaluk yekapor. It's suma shel yoyim. It's Mechaper and Leisa say. That kasha that we had in the Bible, that's going to be shared in the Yerushalmi too. And by the way, the Yerushalmi, maybe we'll see it inside in a few minutes. The Yerushalmi brings the whole Dalet Chalukka Kapar, the same as the Gemara and Yuma, the whole thing. For an essay, it's enough to do tshuva. And for a Lysa, say you have to have Yom Kippur. And for a chorus, you have to have Yisurim. And Chil Hashem, you have to, it's only Misa. All of that is in the Yerushalmi too. So it's not like the Yerushalmi was Chalukka. So the Chor, it's a Pella. I mean, it's the same Pella we had in the Babli, but it's just, I'm just pointing out the same problem that we had in the Babli, that the Babli addresses tshuva, but it leaves, and what, you know, why isn't the essay miskapa with tshuva? The answer is he didn't do tshuva. If he didn't do tshuva, how does it work? So the Bavli says it's going like a Rebbe. The Yerushalmi says it's going even like the Chacham, but for an essay, the Sohar is Mechaper even without Shuvah. But Leisa say, the Yerushalmi says, but fair is that that's not true about a Leisa say. A Leisa say you have to have Tshuva. Well, if a Leisa say has to have Tshuva, then Mimonoshach. If he did Tshuva, so Tshuva alone is not Mechaper on an essay, but Yom Kippur is Mechaper with Tshuva. Tshuva alone is not Mechaper on a Leisa say, but Yom Kippur, Yitzum Shel Yoyim is Mechaper with Tshuva on a Leisa say. That's the Dalek Chalukah Kippur. Shuvah plus Yom Kippur is Mechaper on a Leisa say. So who needs the Sohar Mishleach? So I think the answer lies in the Hemshech of the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi brings here at the very bottom of the Amud, Sholer of Masi ben Chorosh. This is the Gemara Yuma, Mamash the Gemara Yuma. Sholer of Masi ben Chorosh is Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah. Shamati Arba Chalukah Kippur Shav Yishmol Dorish. Amaloi Shleishahim. Chutz minat tshuva. There's three plus tshuva, and then it goes to the whole thing. I'm not going to read through all the dalet chalukah kapar with all the drushes. We already saw that in the Gemara Yuma, we saw it in the Rambam, but the Yerushalmi has the whole thing. But here we come now, the next Amar to the third wide line. Amar Rav, I think it's Amar Rav, not quite sure. Aleph Reish, I guess it's Rav.
It's not on the screen.
Mm-hmm. You don't see it?
Yeah.
What?
I don't think you have the Yerushalmi on the screen.
Oh, I don't have the Yerushalmi on the screen. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, hold on a second. New share. Okay, now do you see it? You see the third wide line, Amarav?
Yeah, now it's there.
So now comes, says the Yerushalmi, Amarav, Zu differ Rebbe Elezer ben Azariah ben Rebbe Shmuel. This Dalet Chalukah Kapar that we just saw, that there's essays, tshuva works for an essay, and for Leisa you have to have Yom Kippur, and for Koris you have to have Yisurim, and so on and so forth. Then this is Rabbi Kiva. I don't know how Rabbi Kiva came in. I think it's a mistake. But Zudah Rabbi Lezim and Azai Rabbi Shmuel, Aval Chachamim Oimrim, Sor HaMishtaleach Mechaper, Vim Ein Sor Yom HaKippur Mechaper. So, this is a very cryptic and gnomic Yerushalmi. What does one thing have to do with the other? Yeah, the Sarim Shleich is in the Chaper. And the Sarim Shleich is in the Chaper and everything. We saw in the Mishnah Shua, Sarim Shleich is in the Chaper, even on Chorus and Mrs. Basin. But we don't have a Sarim Shleich, we only have Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur, we have Dalet Chilukei Kapar, which is what Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said. So where's this Zud Divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Shmuel? But the Chachamim Oimrim Sarim Shleich Mechaper, but him ain't Sarim Yom Kippur Mechaper. That's very strange. What does Shami want? So the Pnei Moshe is very nitchak. I don't know exactly what he wants. But I think the Pshat is like this. According to Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Shmuel, there's a very big difference between the Kapara of the Sarim Shleich and the Kapara of Yom Kippur when you don't have a Sarim Shleich. The Sarim Shleich, like the Mishnah says, in the Chapa and Essay and the Lysa say and Chorus and Mrs. Baselins in the Chapa Alapel. Yom Kippur alone is Mechaper much less. It's only in the scheme of the Dalet Chilukei Kapara, Shuva for an Essay, Yom Kippur for a Lysa say, for Averus Chamuras, there has to be Surim. So the Kapara of Yom Kippur is a different track, a different kind of kapara than the kapara of the Sarim Shleich. Says Rav, again, if this is Rav, I don't know, Aleph Reish. I don't know if the Rav was in Bavel. I don't know, but anyway, whoever it is, let's say Omer Rav. Says Rav, that's your blessing and design in Rishmo, that the kapara of Yom Kippur is different than the kapara of Sarim, different and weaker than the kapara of Sarim Shleich. Abal Chachamim Leimim, the Sarim Shleich is Mechaper. And when there's no Sarim Mishtaleach, Yom Kippur substitutes for the Sarim Mishtaleach. That's what he's saying. Sarim Mishtaleach Mechaper. V'im ein Sarim, Yom Yom Kippur Mechaper. When there's no Sarim Mishtaleach, Yom Kippur takes over the role of the Sarim Mishtaleach. The Yitzum Mishtaleach. Bizman Azem, we don't have a Sarim Mishtaleach, becomes the Sarim Mishtaleach. And therefore, according to the Chachamim, since the Sarim Mishtaleach is Mechaper and everything, Ben Kalis, Ben Chamuris, and all of Eris, without Shuvah Koin to Rebbe, with Shuvah Koin to the Chachamim, but Akapanim, since the Sarim Shleich is Mechaper Lakhil, Bizman Azeh She'ein Sar, then Yom Kippur is Mechaper like the Sar and Mechaper Lakhil. And if that's the case, then you don't have Dalet Chilukei Kapara. Yom Kippur is Mechaper both on Kalas and on Chamuros. So the Melech, that's not like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Shmuel. That's what Yishami said. Zut Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Shmuel. The Dal Chilukei Kapara, in which Yom Kippur is Mechaper only in Averus Kalis, that whole conception, that's based on the idea that Yom Kippur is not the Sarim Shleich, and it has a weaker kind of Kapara. But according to the Chachamim, Kishein Sar Yom Kippur Mechaper, the Yom Kippur is the substitute for the Sarim Shleich. The Tzum and Shleim substitutes for the Sarim Shleich, and then it's Mechaper like the Sarim Shleich, it's Mechaper even in Averus Chamuros. That's a tremendous, according to the Chachamim, it comes out of tremendous, we could call it a kula. I mean, a tremendous thing that's good for us, that the Yom Kippur is Mechaper, even in Averus Chamuros. It doesn't need Yisurim. Like, that's, the Chachamim, Lechor, are very good news. They're telling me that Yom Kippur is Mechaper, even for Averus Chamuros. It's B'mokam Hasar. That's the good news, according to the Chachamim. But now I want to go a step further, and I think the Chachamim, although they're good news, whether you need Shuvah or not will depend on Rabbi and the Chachamim. The Sarim Shleich itself depends on Rabbi and the Chachamim, whether or not you need Shuvah. But whatever it is, you know, according to Rabbi without Shuvah, according to Chachamim with Shuvah. But Akapanim, the good news in the Chachamim is that they hold that Yom Kippur, when there's no Sarim Shleich, is Mechaper, in lieu of the Sarim Shleich, and it's Mechaper Alaka. Not like Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. But I think there's also a bad news in the Chachamim. And that is that according to the Chachamim, when there is a Sarim Shleich, Yom Kippur alone is not Mechaper at all. Because since their conception of the Kapar of Yom Kippur is that they both, the point of departure is Yom Kippur is Mechaper. We know which Mekubal will be so, that the Yitzum Shal Yom is Mechaper. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Shmuel held, that's nothing to do with the Sarim Shleich. It's an independent kapar, but it's less than the Sarim Shleich. Otherwise, I wouldn't need a Sarim Shleich. Chachamim come and say, no, Yom Kippur is Mechaper. The kapar of Yom Kippur, you know where it comes from? It comes from the Sarim Shleich itself because it's the replacement for the Sarim Shleich. So as I said, the way I put it, it's good news. The Yom Kippur has all the power of the Sarim Shleich when there's no Sarim Shleich. But when there is a Sorah Mishloach, then Yom Kippur loses whole Koyach HaKapor, because the whole Koyach HaKapor of Yom Kippur is that it's in lieu of the Sorah Mishloach. So if there's no, when there is a Sorah Mishloach, then Yom Kippur is not a Mechapor altogether. Only the Sorah Mishloach is Mechapor. I mean, it's not such terrible news, because if you lived Mizman HaBayis when there's a Sorah Mishloach, you had the Sorah Mishloach. But if you didn't have air between the Sorah Mishloach and the end of the day, then it would be bad news for you. We'll see the Chesed in a minute. But Akoponim, I think that's what's implicit in this Yerushalmi. I think that's really the lashon of the Chachamim. The Chachamim said, Sorah Mishloach Mechaper, v'im ein Sorah Yom HaKippur Mechaper. The lashon itself bears out what I'm saying. Yom Kippur is only Mechaper when there's no Sorah. When there's a, the lashon itself is mashma, when there's a Sorah, Yom Kippur is not Mechaper. Sorah Mechaper, only the Sorah. V'im ein Sorah Yom HaKippur Mechaper. So on the one end, that implies that when there is a Sorah, Yom Kippur is not a Mechaper. Yom Kippur only gets its Koyach HaKapara from the Sorah Mishloach that we no longer have. But on the other hand, when there's no Sorah, and Yom Kippur now takes over from the Sorah Mishloach, so then it becomes much more powerful, because now Yom Kippur is the Sorah Mishloach. And then its Mechaper doesn't have, it's not limited by the Dalet Chalukah Kapara. I think that's what the Rambam read this Yerushalmi. We'll see, we'll see, hopefully, that this is going to be the key to everything. If you think about it, it's mamish the opposite of the Ritva. The Ritva said a Sfarah that the Yom Kippur b'zman ha'bayis was more powerful, because the Sfarah gave a koyach to Yom Kippur itself. B'zman hazeh, Yom Kippur is weaker, it only works with a dalet chalukah kapar. The way I want to read this Yerushalmi, the Chachamim are saying just the opposite. Yom Kippur is much more powerful when there's no Sfarah still there. When there's a Sfarah Mishloach, the kapar is in the Sfarah Mishloach, not in Yom Kippur. When there's no Sorah Mishloach, the Yom Kippur takes over for the Sorah Mishloach. Ain lenu shir el Yom Kippur hazeh. Then Yom Kippur, and then Yom Kippur becomes more powerful, because now Yom Kippur plays the role of the Sorah Mishloach. According to the Chachamim, but not according to Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah hold that Yom Kippur, the Yitzum Mishloim is a Mechaper, nothing to do with the Sorah Mishloach. It's not a taking over from the Sorah Mishloach. It's a Mechaper in its own right. And that also has a good news and a bad news. The bad news is that it's only Mechaper and Averis Kalis. Yom Kippur by itself, if it's not taking over from the Sorah, it's just the Yitzum Mishloim by itself, it doesn't have the power of the Sorah Mishloach. If it did, then we wouldn't need the Sorah Mishloach. Yom Kippur must just be an Chaya and Kalis, not a Chamuris. But on the other hand, the good news is that Yitzum Mishloach, that according to them, even when there is a Sorah Mishloach, the Kapor of Yom Kippur itself will still apply. You'll still, at least on Kalos, you'll have the Kapar of Yitzum Mishloach. Lefizeh, now we can go back to the Yerushalmi and the previous Omid. The Yerushalmi had asked, the way I explained the Yerushalmi said, an essay, it doesn't, a Sorah Mishloach is Mechaper an essay even without Shul. But a Lois say you have to have Shul. And I explained to Yishami, why is the Yishami not just throwing this out of nowhere? The Yishami is coming to explain the Mishnah. The Mishnah says the Sorah Mishloach is Mechaper and Chayav Yaseh. So he asked the Yishami, the same way the Bavli asked, who needs the Sorah Mishloach and Mechaper and Chayav Yaseh? It should be Mechaper and Chayav Yaseh. Le'zoz Mishom HaShem Eichon Le. The answer is, the Bavli answer is going like Rebbe, he's talking about without Shuvah. The Yishami's answer is, it's going without Shuvah. The Sorah Mishloach is Mechaper and Eseh even without Shuvah. But only on an essay, said Reb Zera, but not on a license. A license you need to have true. So I asked, both on the Bavli and on the Yerushalmi, so you solved me the problem of tshuva, you know, why do I need the Surah for Chayav Yaseh, tshuva alone is Mechaper. The answer is there was no tshuva. According to the Bavli, so it's Rebbe. According to the Chachomim, the Surah Mishloach is Mechaper on an essay even without tshuva. But what about Yom Kippur itself? Who needs the Surah Mishloach for Chayav Yaseh? Or even for Essay, so far he didn't do tshuva. But for Chayvei, I'm sorry, by Chayvei Essay he didn't do tshuva. For Lois to say the Sorah Mishloach is not Mechaper with that tshuva. Reb Zera says that for Lois to say you have to have tshuva. Only the Sorah Mishloach is Mechaper and an Essay without tshuva. And a Lois to say, Reb Zera says Beferish, you still need to have tshuva. So when is the Sorah Mishloach exactly Mechaper and a Lois to say? Only if you did tshuva. Well, if you did tshuva, then Yom Kippur itself is Mechaper and a Lois Zeh. That's the Dalet Chilukah Kapar. We saw the Dalet Chilukah that even Bizman Hazeh, the Dalet Chilukah Kapar say, even Bizman Hazeh, we have the Dalet Chilukah Kapar, Yom Kippur with Tshuva is Mechaper and not a chorus, not a various chamuris, but you need Yisurim. But for a plain ordinary Lois Zeh, Yom Kippur is Mechaper. So who needs the Sorah Mishloach? That was the kashrus, both in the Bavli and the Rishami. The answer is that Reb Zeir is going like the Chachamim. Reb Zeir holds like the Chachamim in the Hemshech HaSugya, who don't hold from the Dalet Chalukah Kapara, and who hold that Itzumi Shel Yoyim is not Mechaper except when there's no Sarim Shalech, Bizman HaZeh. But Bizman HaBayis, when there was a Sarim Shalech, the Itzumi Shel Yoyim was not Mechaper at all. Only the Sarim Shalech was Mechaper. The holy Tzumi Shel Yoyim is only when there's no Sarim Shalech, Bizman She'ein Sarim Yoyim HaKippur Mechaper. But Bizman She'yei Sarim, then this thing of Kippur is nothing. Not a Mechaper, only the Sarim is Mechaper. So the Mela, even for Leisa, you have to have the Sarah Mishtalech. I think it's Kabbalah Pshat and Yisham. The Rav Zera is assuming like the Chachamim in the Hemshech HaSugi. Bizman HaBayis, when you have a Sarah, Bizman Sheyei Sarah, Yom Kippur is not Mechaper. Yom Kippur is only Mechaper, Bizman Sheyein Sarah. So Mela, Yisham is Kabbalah. Yisham is only bothered by Chai V'Esi. Chai V'Esi only needs Tshuva. So if he did Tshuva, then who needs the Sarah? And if he didn't do Tshuva, how does the Sarah help? So the Yishami answers the Chiddush. The Sar is Mechaper and an Essay even without Shuvah. A Lois to say Shuvah alone is not enough. For a Lois to say you have to have Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur only works, that's only if you hold like Rabbi Shmuel, that the Tzumi Shel Yom is Mechaper and a Lois say we're going now like the Chachamim. Yom Kippur is Man HaBai is nothing. You need the Sar. So the Mele is very good. He did Shuvah. Lailam, he did Shuvah. The Sar Mishlech is not Mechaper without Shuvah, except on an Essay. But on a Lois to say you need Shuvah for the Sar Mishlech and Mechaper. And he did Shuvah. If he did shuvah, why wasn't the tzumi shel yoyim mechaper? Heim heim adorim, because going like the chachamim, bizman sheyesor ein yoyim kippur mechaper. So Mele mission is very good. The sor is mechaper and chayv leis, but not the yom kippur. Bizman hazeh yom kippur is mechaper. Bizman hazeh yom kippur is welcome the sor, and it's also mechaper and everything. That's pshat over here in the Yerusha. Zeir is going like the chachamim. Mele. I'll go further. And I'll say that the Gemara in Shavuos is also going like the Chachamim. In the Gemara in Shavuos, we had three problems. Three basic problems in the Gemara in Shavuos. Problem number one, the same problem that we have in the Bavli. The Gemara only asks, Hi, essay, Echidomi, when's the Zohar Mechaper and an essay? Why isn't Shuvah enough to be Mechaper? And if he didn't do Shuvah, then how does the Zohar work? So the Bavli's answer is going like Rebbe, you don't need Shuvah. Okay, fine. You don't need Shuvah. So you need the, so for a Chai V'Yes, you need the Shuvah, so you need the Sar. But Adayin Kosher. Fine, so forget about Shuvah. Rebbe doesn't need Shuvah. He didn't do Shuvah. But what about Itzumi Shel Yoyim? Itzumi Shel Yoyim, we have the Dalet Chalukah Kabar. Itzumi Shel Yoyim is Mechaper and an Essay and an Eloisesei. So why does the Mishnah say that the Sar is Mechaper and an Essay and an Eloisesei? Who needs the Sar? I have Itzumi Shel Yoyim. That was problem number one. Problem number two, Steer Sasugis. The Gemara in Shavuos implies that Yom Kippur is mechaper even on Kores. Because the Gemara in Shavuos asks, like, how can you ever be chayav Kores for eating on Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur itself should be mechaper. According to Rebbe, that you don't need Shuvah, so Yom Kippur itself should be mechaper on Kores. So the Gemara had to answer, well, he choked while he was eating. He, by the time he was finished eating, he was dead. So that Gemara seems to say that Yom Kippur is mechaper even on chayav Kores. It's against the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma says that Itzumi Shel Yoyim is only mechaper and chayav Yesi, and not on Kores. And question number three, according to the Gemara in Shavuos, that Yom Kippur is talking Mechaper even on Chorus, then who needs the Zohar Mishtalech? So we saw the Ritva, two of the three questions the Ritva had in Mahalach. But I think the Fidah Rahman, the answer for all three questions is that Al Kochach, the Gemara and Shavuos, just like the Bavli and just like the Yerushalmi and Shavuos, they're assuming like the Chachomim, that the Yitzumi Shel Yoyim is only Mechaper when you don't have a Zohar Mishtalech. And when you don't have a Sar Mishlech, Itzumi Shel Yoyim is Mechaper, but Mokim the Sar, and with the whole Koyach of the Sar, and even on Kores. So Mimela, it's very good. Bizman, the Mishnah is talking about Bizman HaBayis, when you have a Sar. So you can't ask who needs the Sar, you have Itzumi Shel Yoyim. What do you need the Sar to Mechaper and Essay and Lysay? You have the Itzumi Shel Yoyim. You don't have the Itzumi Shel Yoyim, because the coin to the Chacham, Itzumi Shel Yoyim is not Mechaper at all, Bizman Shei Sar. It's only a substitute for the Sar, and we don't have the Sar. When we have the Sar, the Itzumi Shel Yoyim is nothing. So I need the Sar to be Mechaper. On the other hand, according to the Chachamim, and the Gemara in Shavuos is going like the Chachamim, Bizman HaZeh, Yom Kippur has the whole Koyach of the Sar. And it's Mechaper even a Chayvi Karas. So the Gemara's question is, according to Rebbe, that the Sar doesn't need Shuvah, and Yom Kippur doesn't need Shuvah, then Yom Kippur should be Mechaper Bizman HaZeh, even a Chayvi Karas. Fret the Gemara, so Bizman HaZeh, how is it Mishkachas LaKaras, we're eating on Yom Kippur? Maybe bisman abayis, it could be that you ate after the sur. But bisman azeh, the whole yitzum shel yom is b'mokam asur. The Gemara is kashin up bisman abayis. Bisman abayis, the sur is mechaper, not Yom Kippur. The Gemara is kashin shulis says, well, what about bisman azeh? This kores bisman azeh also feeding on Yom Kippur. How do you ever have kores bisman azeh feeding on Yom Kippur? Nowadays we have the yitzum shel yom is b'mokam asur. The Torah says that he died while he was eating. Maybe there's no stiras asugyas. I mean, there is a stiras asugyas, but the answer is that it's a machlekas. The Gemara in Shavuos is going like the Chachamim. That bisman abayis, the Yom Kippur is not mechaper at all. Bisman azeh, it's mechaper b'mokim sor, even in chayvi kars. The Gemara in Yuma is bringing Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And the Bad Yerushalmi said the Feresh that Rabbi Shmuel ben Azariah, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and Rabbi Shmuel are against the Chacham. Zudiv, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Shmuel, Aba Chachamim, and so on. The Gemara in Yuma is bringing Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Shmuel, who hold that the Kapor of Yom Kippur has nothing to do with the Sor Mishtalech. And in Mela, on the one hand, it's talking not as powerful as the Sor Mishtalech. It's only Dalit Chalukah Kapor. It's only Mechaper and Kalis and Essay and Lysis. But on the other hand, it's nothing, but it's Mechaper even Mizman and Abayis and Mechadam. So it's talking different Shittas. The Gemara in Yuma is going like Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The Gemara in Shulas, like the Yerushalmi in Shulas, they're assuming like the Chacham. So that's the issue for this. So now all the sugyas are good. So now how does the Rama paskin? So we know the Rama paskin. The Rama paskin is befeirish, like Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that there's dalit chilukah kapar. Which means that bisman hazeh, the Yom Kippur is not b'mokim the sura. It's not mechaper like a sura. It's only mechaper with dalit chilukah kapar. It's only mechaper and kalis. It's not mechaper and chamuris. It's mechaper and esyam lisi, but not in kores and misses based. That's the bad news in the Rambam's psak. It would have been nice if the Rambam would have passed maybe like the Chama for us, Bisman Azeh, we would have had the whole Kapar of the Sar. The Rambam said, no, you only have the Kapar of Dalit Chalukah Kapar. Yom Kippur is not the Mokam HaSar. But on the other hand, the psak of the Rambam, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, means that the Kapar of Yom Kippur doesn't come from the Sar. And if the Kapar of Yom Kippur doesn't come from the Sar, then it applies even Bisman Abayis. Averis kalois that Yom Kippur is mechaper b'zman hazeh will be mechaper b'zman abayis too. It's only in the Chachamim that you have this notion the kapar of Yom Kippur is because it takes over from the sar. So on the one hand it takes over the whole kayach of the sar, but on the other when you have a sar, the Yom Kippur alone is nothing. But the Rambam goes like Reb Shmuel and Reb Elazar ben Azariah. The kapar of Yom Kippur is separate from the kapar of the sar, separate and less. So it's less on the one hand, but on the other hand it's separate, which means that it applies even b'zman abayis. If that's the case, then the feed the Rambam. It'll be chayzer v'neyor the kash that we asked. What's pshat in the Mishnah? The Mishnah in Shavuos and the Gemara is mashma. Nobody's chaylik in the Mishnah in Shavuos. The Mishnah in Shavuos says that Yom Kippur that the soyer was mechaper on an esi and an alaysase, and on chamuris too. But it's mechaper on an esi and alaysase. So the Badli Shami discussed tshuva. You know, if you did tshuva, so who needs the soyer? Tshuva alone is mechaper. So we have the answer of the Yerushalmi. Let's say that I'm with the answer of the Yerushalmi. That Itaka did not do Shuvah, and the Sor is Mechaper and an Esi even without Shuvah. Fine, so Tiratzta, what about Shuvah? But what about Yisum and Shalyoim? Who needs the Sor to be Mechaper and Esi and Elois to say? Yisum and Shalyoim is Mechaper and Esi and Elois to say. And you can't answer that he didn't do Shuvah, because if he didn't do Shuvah, then the Sor wouldn't be Mechaper and Elois to say. The Yishami says that the Sor is only Mechaper and Elois. The Sor is mechaper without tshuva only on an essay, but not on a leisaseh. Abzeres and beperish. On a leisaseh, even the Sor needs tshuva. So mimonashach, if he didn't do tshuva, the Sor doesn't work for a leisaseh. And if he did do tshuva, then tshuva with the tzumi shalyoyim are mechaper and averes kalas. For the Yishalmi, the Gemara, for the Gemara in Shavuos, the Yishalmi in Shavuos, the Babli in Shavuos, we have a Mahalach. They're going like the Chachamim that the whole kapar of Yom Kippur is the Mokim Sor, and it takes over from the Sor. And Bisman Abayis, when you had a Sor, you didn't have that kapar. But according to, but the Rambam passed like Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that the kapar of Yom Kippur is separate from the kapar of the Sor. It has nothing to do with the kapar of the sur. It's takalas, but it's nothing to do. So according to the Rambam's shak, so even bisman abayis, you have the kapar of itzumi shalyoim. So if you have the kapar of itzumi shalyoim, at least if you do tshuva, you have the kapar of itzumi shalyoim. So what does the Mishnah mean when it says that the sur is mechaper and esay and eloisaseh? Manashach, if you did not do tshuva, even the sur is not mechaper. And if you did do tshuva, then itzumi shalyoim is mechaper. So either way, I don't need the sur. I need the Sora for Chamuris, but I don't need the Sora for regular Esi Velezese. From this, the Rambam was Machriach, that according to Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you have to say the Teretz of the Yerushalmi, that the Sora is Mechaper and a Chayvi Es, and an essay even without Shavuah, and you have to go even further and say that the same thing is true by Elazar. The Sora Mishleach is Mechaper both on an essay and an Elazar without Shavuah. And therefore, the Mishnah is good. The Mishnah is talking about where he did not do Shavuah. Since he didn't do Shavuah, Yom Kippur is not Mechaper, but the Sora is Mechaper, because the Sora is Mechaper ben al essay ben al Elazar, even without Shavuah. The Yishalmi said it halfway. The Yishalmi said it only for Chayvi Esi, not for Leisei. Because the Yishalmi wasn't bothered by Yitzum Mishal Yom, because the Yishalmi is going like the Chachamim, that Yitzum Mishal Yom is Manabayis is nothing. So the Yishalmi is only busy with Tshuva. Who needs the Sora? I have Tshuva. So you have to answer that the Sora works without Tshuva. But the Rama holds it, but the Rama passed like Mishal and Blesim and Isaiah. So now the Kash is even on Leisei. Forget Tshuva. But what about Yitzum Mishal Yom? Why do I need the Sora? I have Yitzum Mishal Yom. The answer, says, therefore the Rambam held, it must be that the answer that the Yerushalmi gave for Chayvi Esei, and Chacham, you only have to say it for Chayvi Esei, but according to the Halach, according to Bishmol and Ablesim and Azayah, whom the Rambam paskin like, you have to say the same terrors even for Chayvi Esei. That the Sora was Mechaper at all of Eretz Kalas without Shuvah. So now it's very good. If you did not do Shuvah, Yitzum Shalyom would not be Mechaper. Because the Yitzum Shalyom is never Mechaper without Shuvah, as it's very clear in the Rambam. Yitzum Shalyom is only Mechaper with Shuvah. But the Sora Meshaleach is Mechaper and Averis Kalas even without Shul. Ben Esi, Ben Chai, Ben Leisese. So Meila Mishnah is Gevalik. You need the Sora for Esi and Leisese in case we do not do Shul. So Yitzum Mishal Yom won't work, but the Sora will be Mechaper. And then you also need the Sora for Averis Chamuris, where Yom Kippur altogether is not enough. Only Yisurim is Mechaper, so the Sora is Mechaper, but welcome Yisurim, and that has to have Shul. This is what you see, that this Rambam that began, this is very sure Rambam, this Rambam was the Mafteach, the Nesteh, the Rambam had a whole different take on the whole Suyut. That he saw from the Yerushalmi, that is a basic Machlekes of Blesim and Isaiah, Reb Shmuel and Blesim and Isaiah on the one, and with the Chum on the other hand. We'll go through, I'll be making a sikkim in a minute. But you see that this Rambam was the Mafteach, Nesteh, not only the Shur Rambam itself, but from this Rambam we have a Mafteach, and the Rambam's whole approach to the whole Suyut. So it comes out like this, according to the Rambam, which if you want to make a sikkum, point to Ram comes out that we have a fundamental machlokes in the Gemara regarding the nature of the Kapara of Yom Kippur. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and this is how the Rama paskins, and this is how the Gemara in Shvut, this all that the Gemara in Yuma quotes, held that the Kapara of Yitzum Mishal Yom is an independent Kapara, separate from the Sora Mishtaleach. And therefore it applies Ben Bizman Abayis, Ben Bizman Azeh. It's also a weaker Kapara than the Sora Mishtaleach, because otherwise I wouldn't need the Sora Mishtaleach. Must be it's a weaker kapar. In what way is it weaker? Dalik look at kapar. Yitzum Mishleim is only mechaper and kalis. The Sora Mishleich is mechaper even in chamuris. On the other hand, the Chachamim hold that the kapar of Yitzum Mishleim is not an independent, separate kapar from the Sora Mishleich. It's the kapar of the Sora Mishleich when we don't have a Sora Mishleich, so Yom Kippur takes over the kapar of the Sora Mishleich. And Mela, on the one hand, Bizman Abayis, it has no kapar. Yitzum Mishleim is nothing. Everything is the Sora Mishleich. But on the other hand, Bizman Azeh, it's Mechaper even on Averis Chamuris, because he has the whole Koyach of the Sora Mishtaleach. And that's Pshat in Yerushalmi, that Zu Divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Aval Chachamim Oimim, Bizman Sheyesh Soyer, what was lost again? We'll look at it inside now again. Aval Chachamim Oimim, Soyer Mishtaleach Mechaper. Alone. Ve'im Ein Soyer, then Yom HaKippur Mechaper. And that's not like Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, because then when the Bizman Sheyesh Soyer, Yom Kippur is Mechaper like the Soyer. With that, Dalet Chalukah Kapara. But on the other hand, Bizman Sheyesh Soyer, that's it. Soyer Mechaper. And only Soyer Mechaper. The Mishnah in Shavuos says that the Soyer HaMishtaleach was necessary for to be Mechaper and Esi and Leisesei. So there's two issues. Number one, who needs the Soyer? I have Tshuva. That's the issue of the Bavli and Yerushalmi are busy with. What happened to Tshuva? So you have to say Soma what he didn't do Tshuva. If he didn't do Tshuva, how does the Sora work? So the Bavli answer is going like Rebbe. The Yerushalmi answer is that the Sora works on Chayvi Esi without Tshuva. That's the problem that Gemara discusses. But then I raise a different question, which is, forget Tshuva. What about Yitzum Mishal Yom? Who needs the Sora Mishtaleach? The Yom Kippur, the Yitzum Mishal Yom with Tshuva is Mechaper and Leisesei. So who needs the manushak? If he didn't do tshuva, then the sorah won't work on the license. And if he did do tshuva, then it's sumishal then works. So who needs the sorah? So the babbling of Shami and Shulis are not bothered by this kasha because they assume like the Chachamim that bisman shiye soy mechaper and not Yom Kippur at all. But according to the Rambam, it is a problem because the Rambam passed like a blessed man of Zion Rabbi Shmuel that the kapar of Yom Kippur is independent of the soy, so it applied even bisman abayis. So why do I need the soy for laces says? Bela essay, you could say it's talking about he didn't do tshuva. So he didn't do tshuva. So the soy is mechaper without tshuva in an essay, and it's sumishalim has to have tshuva. But what about laces say? From there, the Rambam was mechiyach that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Shmuel, that just like the Rishami says that the soul is mechaper in an essay without shuva, according to Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the soul is mechaper even in a leisa say without shuva. So maybe the Mishnah is talking about. So I need the soul, but even for essay and leisa say in the case where he didn't do shuva, there it's so there it's tumah shleim won't work because it's tumah shleim is only mechaper in a shuva because we pass like the chacham. Like the chacham of Rebbe, we don't hold like Rebbe. We hold like there's two different chachamas. We don't hold like Rebbe. We hold you have to have tshuva. So, in a case like that where he did not do tshuva, tshuva shalom won't work. Says the Mishnah, but the soar is mechaper. The soar is mechaper ben an esi ben leisa even without tshuva, and that's exactly what the Rambam passes. That the soar mishlech. Take a look at the Rambam again. That was the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva. Sorry, Meshlech Mechaper Al Kol. Last line. Sorry, Meshlech Al Kol. Aveir Shibatar Akalas Vachamuris. Ben Shol Bezod and so on and so forth. And you hear the fourth line. Vehu Shosu Tshuva. Avelim Loy Osu Tshuva. Ein Sorry Mechaper Loy Elal Akalas. Umayim Akalas. Umayim Achamuris. Achamuris. Amir Shechayim Al Mises Beis Nakaris. And Shavu 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 also. And Shaimitz is, but Shaimitz is less to say, who misses the Seish, him, of course, him, Akalis, and the Sons of Mechaber, even with Hashem. Yeah, it's hacking against the Babylon and Shami and Shavuos. But the Rambam didn't pass like the Babylon and Shami and Shavuos, he passed like the Gemara and Yuma, like Rabbi Shmuel, and like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So the Hechach, the Sons of Mechaber, is Mechaber, even on less to say. Mashanisha Levar, I think for now the Rambam is good on that. We mamish know now where the Rambam is coming from in the Sugyas. And forget, from this Rambam, I said before, it's a crack. It's a shpalt to see how the Rambam understood the whole heck of a sugya. See, by the Rambam was a whole different sugya. Dying Yesh Lishol and Svar, what's the pshat in Svar? Yom Kippur is only with Tshuvim. Yom Kippur is only Mechaper in Tshuvim. And the Sorim Shaleach also is Mechaper only with Tshuvim, except by Averis Kalas. Averis Kalas, the Sorim Shaleach is Mechaper without Tshuvim. What could be the Svar for such a thing? So it could be it's not meaning Yenenu. We were Miyashu the Rambam from the Sugya Sigamara. I don't know that I have to say a Svar. But Ulay Yishleimah, that the difference is that the Kapara of Yom Kippur is a Kapara for every Yochid individually. Yom Kippur is, you know, we know Shoni Yom Kippur, Kol Neymar, Kol Bayolim, Ayvim Lefan of Kib Neymar, and one by one. The Sarim Yishleich is Mechaper and all of Chai Yisrael Ke'echad, like we saw in the Rambam. Came in, since it's Kapara is Kol Yisrael, Kain Godel Mizvadel of Beloshim Kol Yisrael. It's a Kapara for the whole Chal. So it could be that the Pshat is that the Kapara Yom Kippur itself, the Tzumi Shal Yoyim, that's a Kapara that the Yochid is getting, as a Yochid. He's approaching Rosh Hashanah as a Yochid, and Yom Kippur is Mechaper al Yochid. But that's only with Tshuva. A Yochid can't ask the Rosh Hashanah for a Kapara without Tshuva. The Sorim Shaleach is Kapara's Kol Yisrael. Every Yochid gets that Kapara too, but as part of Kai Yisrael. It's a Kapara for the Kai Yisrael. The Kapara for all of Klai Yisrael could be even without Shiva. That's conceivable, could be even without Shiva. Because Klai Yisrael is never really Nifka. Klai Yisrael has a special relationship with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and Ben Yaakov Yefrayim. Klai Yisrael, there's a possibility of Shiva for Klai Yisrael even without Shiva. But, and a Yochid could also get that, could also participate in that. But on one condition, that the Yochid didn't cut himself off from the Tzibah. By an aver chamura, the chorus in Mrs. Bastin, the aver cuts him off from the cloud. By a chorus, it says v'nichros mikerev amay. Chorus cuts the person off from Klai Yisrael. Mises based in Alachas Hana Vachama cuts the person off from Klai Yisrael. That's like the Harugi based in, they're buried separately. They're not buried in the same cemetery with the rest of Klai Yisrael. So those are Averis that cut the person off from the cloud. If the Aver itself cuts you off from the cloud, then you can't share in this Kapara of the cloud. So the Tanai Kodim Lemaisa, it has to be that you have to do tshuva. So maybe that's the Pshat. Averis Kalois, Essay of Elias, but it's not Chorus, and Amis is based in. So those are Averis that don't cut you off from the cloud. So then the Sarah Meshaleach, which is the Kapara of Klai Yisrael Ke'echod, that Kapara perhaps could extend even to a person that did not do tshuva. Averis Chamurois, without tshuva, then you can't share in that kapara. So there already has to do tshuva in order that he should be part of the cloud, in order that he should be able to have the kapara of the Sarah Meshaleach. But Yom Kippur is altogether different. Yom Kippur is Kalechad Ve'echad. Yishu Shem Yimotzei. It's kapara for Kalechad Ve'echad. Kalechad Ve'echad, the kapara is only with tshuva. Okay, Zemash Yeretzino Levi. Okay, everybody should have a Gemach Simoteva. And we should be zeicha to the kapara all of Klai Yisrael, everybody individually and all of Klai Yisrael together. We should be zeicha to kapara shleima. Have a loyal day yisurim, but through the chesed of the Ibn Shalom alone. It could be even though the halacha according to Rambam is like Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azayah, that Yom Kippur without yisurim is only mechaper and kalis. But a chamura is Yom Kippur is not mechaper because you have to have. We don't have a surim shaleich. And so Yom Kippur is not mechaper without Yisur. We have rule Elav Elav Debelikim Chayim. It says in Sfarim a lot when you have a machlek, especially in Yonim of how it works in Shemayim and so on. So every Tana, what he said has a mokum. It's Elav Elav. And maybe there is still a mokum to be mevakish, the hanhoga of the Chachamim, that our Yom Kippur should have the whole koyach hakapara of the Sfarim Shalech, ben ala kalis, ben ala chamuris, even without the Yisur. That's why we say in Slichas, I said this many times, that we say when we say Slichas and we say Yimu Midois, so the first Slicha we start off, the preface is Kel Erech HaPayim Atov Ala Nerachem Nekresiv Derech Tshuva Ereso. Yes, for Tshuva, that you should accept that Tshuva. But then afterwards, the next time we say Yimu Midois, we say Misnag B'chassidus, Lefnim Mishur Shadina, we don't mention Tshuva at all. There's a mokum for the different analogous. There's a mokum for that. We start off with the bakasha of the chachamim that there's only kapar with tshuva. Without tshuva, there's no kapar. But afterwards, we're mevakish. Okay, if it doesn't work according to the chachamim, we should do for us the kapar of Rebbe. Rebbe holds and keepers mechaper without tshuva. And we can be mevakish, even though the halacha is like the chachamim, not like Rebbe. But there's a mokum to be mevakish misnag b'chassidus that Ribbono Shel Olam. If derech tshuva is not enough, you should be mechaper on this with the kapara of Rebbe. So al derech zeh, primarily pasuk like Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Kippur is only mechaper and kalis. Chamur is only with yisur. But maybe it's a mokum to be mevakish from the Ribbono Shel Olam that ain't lenu koyach to be soil of yisur. That the Ribbono Shel Olam should be misnag b'chassidus. He should be noig with us the minhag of zutei v'chachamim. Our Chachamim Aimrim that Aryam Kippur should be mechaper on us, ben ala kalis, ben ala chamuris, whether our tshuva is sufficient, whether our tshuva is not sufficient, and all of we're in a shasar now, Esau Eliakov, a worldwide magefa, doesn't seem to be ending. And Kadosh Baruch Shabbat Rechmanos, and should be mirachem al amay, and we should all of us together be zeicha to the Gula Shleim of Bekar.
Amen.
Amen.